the memoirs out of pride, and maintained herself on a meagre income which had survived no one knew how. Madame de Tay lived far from the court, a very mixed society, as she said, in a noble isolation, proud and poor. A few friends assembled twice a week about her widowed hearth, and these continued a purely royalist salon. They sipped tea there, and uttered groans or cries of horror at the century, the charter, the Bonapartists, the prostitution of the blue ribbon, or the Jacobinism of Louis XVIII, according as the wind veered towards elegy or dithyrambs, and they spoke in low tones of the hopes which were presented by Monsieur, afterwards Charles X. The songs of the fishwoman, in which Napoleon was called Nicholas, were received there with transports of joy. Duchesses, the most delicate and charming women in the world, went into ecstasies over couplets like the following addressed to the Federettes. Réfoncez dans vos colottes, le bout de chemise qui vous pend, qu'on ne dit pas que les patriotes ont à bord le drapeau blanc. Tuck in your trousers the shirt tail that is hanging out, let it not be said that patriots have hoisted the white flag. There they amused themselves with puns which were considered terrible, with innocent plays upon words which they supposed to be venomous, with quatrains, with distiches even. Upon the desol